determined to rejoice and be glad in it. We're certainly grateful for each of you on the call today and those who will hear this particular message by playback. The playback number is 605-475-3228. That's for those who want to hear this message later throughout the day. But we're certainly encouraged this day on the 13th day of August as we prepare to make our way. Many of you are already moving about and trying to get to where you need to be. But we thank God for his keeping power. And we're certainly grateful for God sustaining us through last night. And here it is, a brand new day, brand new mercies. Morning by morning, new mercies. Somebody say new mercies. That's right, new mercies. With Lady Kim and I were talking about God's grace last night on Bible study, and I tell you, you are a recipient of the grace of God. You know, what you have and what God has blessed you with, you don't deserve. You didn't do anything for it, but it's completely gifted by God because he loves you that much. And you know, here's the interesting thing about God's love. It's a love that is like no other love. It's unparalleled. It's such an abiding love. It's such a gracious love. It's such a forgiving love. And it humbles me to know that God so loved me that he's willing to die that I might have life and have an opportunity to live. And so I'm extremely grateful for all that God has done, all that he's doing, and all that he will do. And so we're grateful for each of you today. And we thank God for how he blesses us even in spite of ourselves. Somebody say amen. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we have a couple of scriptures we want to share with you as we prepare for this inspirational moment today. God, we're extremely grateful for this day that you have afforded us. We thank you for including us in your plan for this day. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins. We thank you for having mercy on us. We thank you for your grace, your amazing grace toward us. And so now, God, even as we prepare to move forward into this day, we pray that you will go before us, that you will order our steps and lead us in the way in which you would have us to go. We ask that you will keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger, and that you will allow us to be sensitive to our surroundings and be aware of what's happening around us. So, God, we pray for sustained grace throughout this day. So we give you praise in advance for what you're going to do. We love you and we honor you. And we thank you now for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray. And those who love God said amen. There are a couple of scriptures I want to share with you. And just to kind of give you something to think about, you can read them later in your leisure. But the first one is very familiar. Both of them are very familiar. One from the Old Testament, the other from the New. I'll start with the New, Romans 10 and 17, reading from the King James Version of the Bible. You're familiar with it. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I believe somebody's faith is going to increase even today because you dared on a Tuesday, the 13th, to take time out to hear the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And then the other is found in Isaiah 40 and 8. And you heard me hear me say this almost every Sunday right before I prepare to deliver the message. The grass withereth and the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. That's Isaiah 40 and 8. And here's what I want to leave with you, just a brief thought. It's not what we see, but it's what we hear. Yeah, it's not what we see, but it's what we hear. You know, too often the enemy wants to try to confuse us by what we see. And many times what we see in the natural does not align with what God is saying in the spirit. And oftentimes we get confused by what we see and we think that that is really all that there is. But no, in Isaiah, that 40th chapter and verse number 8, this verse, it really compares people to the flower that fades and falls to the ground. and the grass withereth because of the breath of the Lord. That verse can be interpreted to mean that life is temporary. It's temporary. Our lives are fragile. Our lives are temporary. Our beauty, our wealth, our possessions, our achievements, believe it or not, all will fade away. And so we have to understand that in this life, it's only temporary. You have to do what you can while you can, and do it to the glory and honor of God. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait. Don't continue to put off that which you can do today for tomorrow. But live a life of expectancy and use your gifts to the glory of God. Because when we talk about how the grass withereth and the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever, we know that all this other stuff is going to fade away. But we can always stand on the word of God. As a matter of fact, we can stand on the promises of God because his promises are reliable. God is a reliable God. He's a faithful God. He's a just God. He's a merciful God. He's an omnipotent God. He's an omniscient God. He's an omnipresent God. God's promises then are eternal and they are faithful, and his love and his salvation will last forever for those who believe in him and his word. That's why this word is so important. That's why it's not always about what we see, but it's about what we hear. We got to get this word on the inside of us. And when we get the word on the inside of us, we will not only be the church, but we will not only do church, but we will be the church. That's what Lady Kim was trying to instill within us on Sunday, that we can't just come in, sit, soak, and sour, but God has called us to do something. We have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. And so, you know, many times people are amazed at how those of us who have faith in God and believe in the promises of God and stand on the power of God, those of us who walk by faith and not by sight, it's amazing how other people kind of view us, and they are looking and seeing how are we able to get through all of the difficult times that we're going through. Somebody, perhaps even this morning on this call, you're going through a very difficult time, but it's God's word that's sustaining you. It's God's word that's holding you. It's God's word that's lifting you. It's God's word that's empowering you. It's God's word that sustains you in troubled times. So we have to continue to look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Somebody say amen. And I'm sure many times most of us, if not all of us, have felt like giving up and throwing in the towel as we attempt to do things, and things don't seem to align with what we believe God has told us he was going to do. We start looking at things in the natural, and we don't really get a sense of seeing God there. But it's not what you see, but it's what you hear. You got to hear God's voice in those difficult times. You got to hear God's voice in those times of doubt. You got to hear God's voice in those times of confusion. And that word will begin to come up from on the inside of you, and it will give you what you need and have you to run on a little while longer. So the next time you think about giving up, think about how Jesus hung on that cross and died that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The next time you think about throwing in the towel, think about how we walk by faith and not by sight. The next time you think about throwing in the towel and giving up, here's what I want to tell you, and I want you to remember this. You can outlive what's trying to outlive you. Wow. Go ahead and let that soak in your spirit. You can outlive what's trying to outlive you. So we can do all things through the very Christ that strengthens us. And greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. Know that life is temporary. God's promises are reliable. And God's word is true. If God said he would do a thing, it shall come to pass. Don't grow weary in well-doing, but in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So the truths from God's words are as true for us as they were for the people before us. The Bible includes God's promises to the believer, and it teaches, it corrects, and trains us so that we can serve the Lord. I tell you, it's a joy to be able to serve the Lord and to follow his mandate and his instruction. And then to hear his voice in the midst of what we might be going through that appears to be trying to outlive us. But I want to encourage you today to trust the timing of God in your situation. Continue to know that it's not what you see, but it's what you hear. And know that God has promised that he would never leave you nor forsake you. He said he'd be with you always, even until the end. Well, that's our thought for today. Romans the 10th chapter, verse 17, and then Isaiah 40 and verse number 8. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for how you've included us in your plan for this day. We thank you for each person on this call and those who will hear this message by playback. We're extremely grateful for how you bless us even in spite of ourselves. We're humbled by the fact that you've included us in your plan for this day. And so now, God, as we make our way, we pray that you will sustain us, that you will bless, that you will heal, that you will deliver and set free. We know your word to be true, and we know your promises are sure. And so, God, whatever needs to be fixed, God, we release it to you even today. Whatever need to be mended, we release that to you today. Forgive us, God, of our waywardness and our selfishness and leaving undone so many things that you have challenged us to do. Help us, oh God, to be faithful in our witness even this day and to let our light shine and to be the salt that you have called us to be. Help us not just to do church, but to be the church. And for this, we give you praise. And so now, God, for that person who's yet really feeling down and decided to call in this morning, we pray that you will lift up that bowed down head and give them strength where they're weak and then build them up where they're torn down. That person who's on the verge of giving up and throwing in the towel, help them to think about the awesome sacrifice, how you hung on the cross of Calvary and you hung there. They stretched you high and they stretched you wide, but you would not come down from the cross and you remained on that cross. They pierced you in your side. And you had the power to deliver yourself, but you hung there for me and for all of us. So help us to know that you love us and that there is a powerful revelation in knowing you. So we give you praise for that. And God, help us to hang on in there and not to grow weary in well-doing. So for this, we give you praise. So now, God, as we enter into the remainder of this day, go before us. And we pray for your keeping power. In Jesus' name we pray. Those who love God said amen. All right. Well, look, I hope that you have a beautiful day today. And don't forget to keep those spiritual antennas up. Be on the lookout. I believe God is going to direct you to invite somebody to Christ and invite somebody to church, invite somebody to accept the Lord as their personal Savior. You've already heard the ABCs of leading people to Christ, and I hope that you will take advantage of that today. We're excited about what God is doing, and we know that he's got great things yet in store. All right, until next time, you be blessed.